Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess who's here? Tracy Spinks, one of my favorite people. She is here representing the Hastings Area YMCA. She's their Forever Well coordinator. And if there's ever somebody that is meant to be forever well, it is our friend Tracy. How have you been?
You're so kind. I am so glad summer is here. We have waited many months of winter and cold for this little snippet of sunshine.
Absolutely. Now, you are representing, obviously, a health club where you would want people to go. So sometimes that might be a conflict of interest, but you're happy when people get out and move anywhere.
Absolutely. And I've been offering some outdoor activities as well. So if people are using that as a reason not to come visit us, you know, we do have some choices to get some outside social and exercise time as well. So
isn't the summer going fast, though? What the heck?
It's going very fast. And
are you a summer person?
I do like summer. I like all the games that you can do outside in the summer. Cornhole, badminton, croquet, frisbee, I mean, you name it. I love to participate in all those kind of activities. I love to watch nieces and nephews play sports. So being outside is great. Riding a bicycle outside is wonderful. Just taking a walk, seeing the stars. I gotta admit, in the winter, I don't gaze at stars.
No, you rush in as quick as you can to get under a blanket, right?
Yes.
Well, and I would assume that the people that you meet every day feel the same way. You know, a lot of times it is kind of isolating and difficult to make it to the gym in the middle of winter, but shockingly, people come year round.
Yeah. And I think with the extreme heat that we've had this summer, which is, it seems very unusual because I feel like the last couple summers were not this hot. We have air conditioning, which is nice as well. So you can still feel like you got some exercise in without overheating like you would outside. Of course, you should hydrate all the time, but especially if you are in that high temperature, high humidity, it's important to stay hydrated because a lot of that comes out of our bodies when we're hot, and putting that back in is very important as well. So,
you know, the whole hydration piece I know is very, very important, but that is sometimes harder to do than you'd think.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that probably happen when we're overheated. We don't have much of an appetite. Some people look at that as a good thing, but your body still needs the nutrients to keep moving. That's why we might feel tired or out of energy, not like lethargic and maybe not wanting to do anything, because our body needs that moisture, the rehydration, and the nutrients to continue, you know, doing everything it needs to do to perform daily things.
You work with many people that are over 55. Do you need more water or less water as you age, or is it the same? What do you know?
I think everybody needs the same amount of water, basically. They suggest, you know, 6 to 8 glasses, and everyone's got a few different viewpoints on that. There's also things with our health that can vary that. There's people who have some physical ailments and maybe they're not supposed to drink a lot of water. And so you would have to discuss things like that with your doctor. There's medications that can affect that, as well as, you know, different surgeries or different kinds of diseases that people might have that could affect that. So that would be the best way, is to consult your physician, what's best for you. But I would say an average person, 6 to 8 glasses a day, more if you're more active and you're outside in the heat, and maybe vice versa if you're not doing a lot of moving around. But I think it's good for flushing out things in our bodies and just being overall healthy, having that hydration inside. So,
what else would you recommend? I know every month you send out a newsletter to your Forever Well group, and it is chock full of wonderful things that people can be doing. What do you want to highlight?
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of the same activities and classes. I kind of led up to our Unlock It that's been going on in the Twin Cities.
Tell me about that. Yeah. That sounds like such a fun adventure.
Yeah, that started in June. So different parks around the Twin Cities, we have hosts from different YMCAs. Of course, Forever Well coordinators like myself that live closer to those locations are the hosts. And then we invite as many of our Forever Well friends to attend. And this runs on Wednesday mornings, three times a month through the summer. And we've picked some destinations ahead of time. So there's a map and it's a scavenger hunt outside. So you walk through a park and we have a partner with Caribou Coffee. They provide a truck about a half hour before our unlock it begins, so folks can come and have a free cup of coffee. Then you can do it as a team or with friends, or you can do it on your own. You'll get a pre-printed scavenger hunt, so it'll give you clues to walk along the path. You write down the answer, and then there's letters throughout the clues, the word that you solve. There's letters that are circled that have one final word, and you try and guess what that is. So it's just a fun thing to do outside. A lot of these parks have shaded paths, so it's really nice. Some folks are bringing a bag lunch or a snack to have at the end of it so they can continue having conversations, meeting new people, or just hanging out with some of their friends afterwards. So it's been really fun.
I bet. And have you participated in some of these?
I did. All of our coordinators went through a practice run together, which was really fun. And I'm hosting the one on July 13th at Lebanon Hills.
And if people want to sign up, do they have to be a member of the Y?
No sign up.
Nope. I like it.
Nope. Anybody can show up that day. It's between 10 a.m. and noon. Of course, the coffee, you want to get there about 9:30 to have a little cup of joe together if you want. You don't have to be a coffee drinker. You can just bring some water. I suggest, you know, dressing for being outside, sunglasses, hat, sunscreen if you like wearing that, or just, you know, long sleeve items. We will have pre-printed sheets that you can use for your clues. So that will, there'll also be a map on the other side of it. So, you know, we try and provide folks with what they'll need to have a fun time, and it's just something fun to do. I remember as a child doing scavenger hunts.
They were so fun. I haven't done one as an adult.
Yeah. In fact, when we did it with our children, we had cameras and you'd take a picture of the thing you found. You know, I'm sure now it's cell phones or that sort of thing. And then everyone met at the Dairy Queen afterwards when, you know, when we went to our family camp. So that was a fun memory for us. So I think scavenger hunts hunts are pretty fun, but if you're not an outdoorsy person, that's okay. You know, we have things for everybody. So
no sign up, just come. Yeah, and information come. I would assume is on your website.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we have a Forever Well tab, ymcaofthenorth.org, and on the left hand top there's some choices with a drop down bar. Under the Forever Well tab, you'll find newsletters, you'll find events, activities, everything that's going on in the whole metro area. And you can search by branch, or you can just look at everybody's information and kind of pick where you want to go and participate. So really fun. We've got Craft Day this month.
Oh, what are you doing?
We're doing some tile coasters that you draw on with Sharpies or scribble or make a pattern. Sure. And then you use alcohol, rubbing alcohol, to either drip on or spray with a bottle, and it bleeds the color. And then we take Mod Podge and put it over the top to seal it. And you can use them as a gift for coasters, for glasses, especially in the summer. You know how they sweat. So your wood tables or glass things don't have big puddles. You have, you know, your coaster. And then we put some stick-on cork on the bottom so they don't slide on the table as well or scratch surfaces. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a real simple activity. You don't have to have any special skills. You can, 3-year-old could scribble on these tiles. So yeah, so it should be really fun. I'm looking forward to that. We also are showing Grease, the movie Grease,
how
this month.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't seen that movie in ages. It's just a classic movie and brings back probably a lot of memories for some folks living in that era. But it's also, you know, musical, a lot of fun songs mm-hmm. that many of us know the words to.
So and how does that work? Do you sign up ahead of time for that?
You know, we do have a sign up. We have a bulletin board in our facility. We prefer folks sign up because I make a little popcorn for a treat and I want to make sure I have enough supplies for everyone. But that doesn't mean you can't just stop in and watch the movie if you forgot to sign up. There just might not be enough popcorn. We hope so, but you know, just in case, I prefer folks let us know they're coming. Even if it's the day before, it helps for planning and setup. So that's the main reason for it, not because we're going to hold anyone to it. You know, plans change, people get colds and such, so that's okay. We also have a Mississippi River Walk. So on the Prescott side, we're going to be doing a walk this month.
Nice.
Yeah, so we park right on the corner of 10 and Broad Street, which is the main street of Prescott. Anywhere along there, we meet on that corner and we walk the Point Douglas path. So towards Hastings, about half hour out, then we turn around and come back. And then there's an optional luncheon afterwards at Flanders.
How so fun.
Yeah. So I'm hoping the weather's not too hot that day.
Have you done that before?
Yeah. Every summer I plan usually from April or May. It depends on our winters. Last year we still walked in November. So I get
that.
A good number of months that I plan this activity once a month, and we go to different walking paths and different restaurants for fun. It's just a great opportunity to get together with our YMCA friends and do something fun together. So that's good. And then near the end of the month, I'm doing some yard games. So I mentioned that when we began our conversation today. I've got bocce ball and cornhole and badminton, croquet, just a bunch of fun yard games.
And where do you do that?
Oh, we've got a lot of space around our building. The back side behind our garage is where I set up a tent, and we do our coffee outside this summer if it's not too hot. So that's been fun to have some social time after folks who go to classes. We do that every Monday and Wednesday morning at 10. And in that same vicinity is where we'll have some of those games set up out in the back. Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of fun to do those summertime activities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Other than that, a lot of our normal activities that we have, we're doing our Tuesday stretch class outside this summer.
Oh, that must feel good. Is it on the grass then? You just put a mat down or something?
Yeah, we have some mats that folks can use that we have right at the lobby when they come check in. The weather will play a little piece into that, but we've gone out on some hot days and sat in the shade and it's been fine. We've had some really nice breezes on those hot mornings, and the class is early enough. It's at 9 in the morning for 30 minutes, so we've been able to really enjoy the outdoor space with that class.
So tell me a little bit about stretching, because I think stretching is so underutilized. It makes you feel so good. What is it about stretching?
So our muscles get tight. A lot of what we do is perpetual same movements.
Okay.
If you sit down a lot, you know, your body is in a certain position, our muscles tighten, and it's good to keep them moving and then keeping them lengthened. Sometimes you might feel a knot in your shoulder, and it might be because of sitting down. Something else might be triggering that. You just never know. So when you do an overall body stretch, it just helps work out all the kinks. Breathing is a huge part of our stretching as well. We like to use deep belly breathing, inhaling and exhaling, to help our body and muscles relax as we're doing our different stretches. And the 30-minute stretches that we do with our Forever Well folks is head to toe. We do a little in the neck, the arms, the legs, the midsection of our body. We do some cat and cow, so you get some flexion in the spine as well. All of these things help us to continue doing functional things that, you know, we want to continue to do for many, many years. And so continuing even once or twice a week doing some stretching is just really good for us.
And how does your stretching classes, how do they differ from yoga classes that you might be teaching in your Forever Well group?
Good question. Yoga has a lot more series of poses, we call them. You've heard of warrior poses, downward facing dog. There's some names to things that people go, oh, I don't know if I want to do, you know, the dog pose or the warrior pose. With a stretching class, it's just, okay, hand on your shoulder, we're going to stretch the tricep muscle, or bring the arm across our chest and stretch our back of our shoulder. You know, it's just very layman terms about what we're doing, and there's no poses per se. It's just kind of like if you watched athletes training, they stretch out muscles, and after folks do running, they stretch out their legs. Just this very similar kinds of stretches that I think are typical for most people. Like, you'd look at it and go, oh, you're stretching your hamstring, the back of your leg. but with that stretch. What's nice is that we do these all together, so you get all the major muscle groups. Sometimes you can do things on your own, but sometimes you forget about certain muscles. And in a class, you don't have to think about it. The instructor is just going through them all, and hopefully they don't forget which ones we've done.
And so, another reason you should stay hydrated, so your muscles are hydrated, right? Lubricated for movement.
It's good for our skin as well. Your skin needs hydration just like any other part of your body. It helps keep the skin plump and helps protect our bodies on the outside, especially if we are in the sun. You know, you think of a grape just sitting outside in the sun, it starts to shrivel. Well, our skin does the same thing. I know, it's a pleasant thought, isn't it? But, you know, it is important to keep it hydrated because the sun can do a lot of damage to our skin, not to mention, you know, there's cancers and things that can happen, but it also takes the moisture out of our skin as well. So not only looking out for the inside of our body, but the outside of our body as well is very important.
I know you're always amazed by some of the folks that come to the Y and how they really have taken their health seriously for many, many, many years. Tell us some of those stories.
Yeah, there have been people who have made some significant changes to get off medications. So diabetes is one of those things, eating healthier. There's also some high blood pressure things that people have done by watching, you know, their intake of salt and different types of diets that people have done. And I'm not promoting any certain types of diet, just watching what you eat and making sure that they're healthy choices. I don't think anyone, unless, you know, it's detrimental to your livelihood, should go without anything. I think everything in moderation is an important way to live our lives and take that into consideration as well. There's been plenty of people too who have gained flexibility, like we were talking about stretching. I had a friend once tell me that she was never able to sit with her ankles crossed, you know, sitting on the floor like you see children sit all the time with their knees out wide. She said, I have never been able to sit like this in my life. And here I am, retired, and now I can sit like this because I've been doing all this stretching. So you can gain flexibility. Even if you think you're not a flexible person, over time, your muscles can learn to be more flexible. Even if it's just a little bit, think of being able to always be able to tie your shoes, putting our clothing on, shirts over the head. Those are things that we begin to lose as we age, and we want to continue to have that ability. Or putting on a belt, reaching behind your back, things like that. When we do these stretches, it keeps those areas of our body flexible so that we can continue moving and doing functional things around our home and for ourselves.
And to be forever well.
Forever well. That's exactly
it. I love it. Yeah. Tracy Spink, she is the Forever Well coordinator at the Hastings Area YMCA. How can people get a hold of you, please?
So you can contact our YMCA either through our website, ymcanorth.org, or you can give us a call. My particular number is 651-319-8009. Anything Forever Well, I can help you with.
Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.